Hello?
Hi, good morning. My name is Derek. I'm calling with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's great. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell you anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Now, let me ask you, are you or anyone in your household or a reporter, any appointed elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. Now, thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote this general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th, are you definitely voting, very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely to vote?
I'm definitely voting.
You definitely, okay. Now, is your age over 65, 56, 65, 46, 55, or 36, 45, or 18, 35?
I'm not over 65. Next okay. One, whatever the next one.
All right. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse, our county, are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Same as it ever was. I mean, yeah, I guess they're in the right direction.
Right direction.
They're not going off track, so.
Now, when voters go to the polls to vote these candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that you may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. This proposal calls a proposal for a non-motorized trail mileage, and the ballot reads, so the county of Grand Traverse imposed a new property tax $0.65 million and the period of 10 years for provided funding for an acquisition, planning, maintenance, constructions, and enhancements of a non-motorized trail within the county. This mileage will raise an estimate for $4.3 million at the first year. If this election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, and
yes.
It's if you're making a bunch of calls today, it's Grand Traverse, not Traverse.
Grand,
it's Traverse.
Of Grand Traverse. Oh, I'm sorry. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
I'm voting.
Okay. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked against about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds for maintaining existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for the slightly property tax increase. Knowing this, would you be yes in favor of this proposal?
Yep.
Definitely?
Yep.
All right. Now, if you knew the proposal would cost an average homeowners about $90 per year for this next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal? Yes, definitely.
Yep.
Now, as I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails, plan and construction new trails in Grand Traverse County, and it would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Now, I'm going to read four of them. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year. Which would cost an average homeowners about $105 per year. Or the second one, I prefer proposals raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. Now, I'm fine with the current proposal, which would raise about
$4.3 million. I'm fine with the current.
You're fine with the current. Okay. Now, for the following list, which issue should your local elected official of Grand Traverse County focus on most of to help you and your family? Protecting natural areas, wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes, reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and cost of things like grocery and gas, protecting water qualities and water supply, finding crime and drugs and improving public safety or improving public education, local schools, controlling growth and developments, improving local roads and infrastructure, or reducing traffic and congestions.
Jeez. Any and all of them. I mean,
all of them.
It's hard to pick any just one. Yeah.
Okay, all of the above.
Yep, sure.
Okay. Now, let me see here, I think. Okay. Let me double check something here. Okay. Now, you will be now given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. Now, if you have no opinion, have you never heard of each? Can you indicate that as well? The Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails are known as a tar trail. Would you be very favorable?
I'm dry. Yes, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, your city township government?
I'm driving and I'm having you, the phone keeps going in and out, so I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, if you want, I can call you back later. I can finish it up.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. I'll keep your number and I'll call you back. Traverse.